Good evening. I call to order this October 8th, 2024, meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I am pleased that you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want to do everything that I can to make sure that you are comfortable, and I'll try to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand and I will acknowledge you. You can come forward to the podium. The City Clerk Brenda Wheeler must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have the opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to either me, City Council, or to the City staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits. And we will begin this evening with a roll call of members.
Aper?
Here.
Paulson?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Sandville?
Here.
Letcher?
Here.
Heifel?
Here.
All members are present.
Thank you. Would you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number 4, approval of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. I will note that part of the consent agenda is the approval of the fall cleanup dates. I believe they start November 1. So look in the paper for an ad that will verify all the rules that we have for fall cleanup. Item number 5, consider recommending approval of a Class D liquor license for Taylor Oil Company doing business as Taylor's 11, 1052 Washington Street, Blair, Nebraska, 68008, and notify the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission.
Good evening, Mayor, Council.
Good evening.
Aaron Barrow, Assistant City Administrator and Captain of the B Team. the change to their liquor license will allow them to not only sell beer and wine on site, but spirits. That is the only change.
Any other questions for staff? Any comments from the public? Having none, would someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve a Class D liquor license for Taylor Oil Company, DBA Taylor's 11, 1052 Washington Street, Blair, Nebraska, and to notify the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the Class D liquor license for Taylor Oil Company, doing business as Taylor's 11. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 6, consider resolution 2024-77, approving an agreement between the City of Blair, Nebraska and Steve Rathman, DSL, for professional services for strategic planning services. Hi. Mr. Barrow.
Madam Mayor. So the resolution before you to approve an agreement with Dr. Steve Rathman. Many of you have heard him speak at the league conferences on planning and leadership. We reached out to him and met with him for quite a while about what he would provide for us. It's basically a consulting where he would meet with all of our department heads and put together a package for us. I'm not going to speak for him on, you know, all the details of that. He's here this evening if you have any specific questions. But the purpose of this is to go forward so we could focus our attention on what our real goals are going forward. You know, we work a lot with putting together 1 and 6 year plans for roads, but we don't put a lot of other plans in place long term for, you know, personnel or projects or programs or, you know, things that we want to offer. And I think this is a really good first step for us going forward. Steve specializes in this field, and I would defer to him on any of the details if you have any questions of that.
Thank you. Dr. Ethan, as he's coming up, I want to voice my opinion. I really feel strongly about this. I think City of Blair does need a mission statement moving forward. We need pillars to stand on. I think we need to ask ourselves the question, who are we and what do we stand for? And I think we need someone to facilitate that.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Steve Rathman. My full-time job, I'm the Chief of Police in Plattsmouth. I've been the Chief of Police there for 15 years. I've been in law enforcement for 32. How does that qualify me to do strategic planning for you? Well, it's my other jobs that I have that have really led me to this point. I've got a master's degree in criminal justice, a master's degree in management, where I focus on strategic management and strategic planning. I've taught that at Doane University at the undergraduate and graduate levels. Recently, about 6-7 months ago, I just finished my doctorate in strategic leadership, and my dissertation was on the effective leadership communication commitment to the strategic planning process. And I focused on a mid-sized governmental agency in southeast Nebraska. Sound familiar?
Really familiar.
But it wasn't Blair. It was Plattsmouth. But there are a lot of similarities between Blair and Plattsmouth. And as the mayor was talking when they invited me in, I gave an overview of what I could do. I've done this several times for nonprofit, for government organizations. I've spoke at the league quite a few times. I've been consulting with Utica, Hastings, Grand Island. I did a nonprofit large medical facility in Lincoln for their strategic planning. So with what described to me what you're looking for, I think I can help you if you choose to use me. Do you have any questions for me? And as you're thinking, yes, my brother is Tom Rath. Well, that question's going to come up at some point.
We had that in the committee meeting. We had that come up.
So. I've been hearing that for 35 years. I knew it was going to come up.
So can you get him to the next meeting to sign autographs?
He lives in California.
Damn.
Do you have any questions for me?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Any comments from the public? Having none. Judiciary Committee, did you meet on this?
We did.
Who's going to speak about it?
You want to talk about me?
Go ahead.
It's going to be short and sweet. We did meet on this. We did talk about it. Several of us have seen you before talking and kind of how you represent what you do. We feel comfortable with that. So with that, I would like to make a recommendation to, what am I doing? I want to introduce resolution number 2024-77.
Resolution number 2024-77 was introduced by Councilmember Hafer, approving an agreement between the City of Blair, Nebraska and Steve Rathman, DSL, for professional services for strategic planning services.
I would like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 2024-77 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2024-77. Please register your votes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 7. Consider resolution 2024-78 approving the revised constitution and bylaws for the Blair Volunteer Fire and Rescue Department. Chief Leonard.
Good evening, Mayor and Council staff. Fire Chief Joe Leonard, LEO-NARD, 1303 Maple Drive, Blair, Nebraska. Here I am again to present some more stuff for our constitution and bylaws. We had several changes that were brought up in front of the membership at our meeting this past Thursday. In the first section of the Constitution, one of just the changes that we kind of did was change the name of Assistant Chief of EMS. They did have it listed as Director, but we decided to change that and put it as Captain of EMS. And then we'll have the Lieutenants as well. And then it's kind of changed our chain of command structure. So that kind of takes care of that first part there in the that section. Then we move into the bylaw section. One of the first changes was setting up who's part of the election committee, and that was the vice president, sergeant at arms, and I believe secretary. Then we move to a hot topic. Section 8.2 in the bylaws, the voting eligibility. It passed, however, there was a lot of discrepancy with some members on that. But I would just say that that section did pass. Then there was a change to the procedures for voting for elections, the Constitution and the bylaws. I'm not going to go into details unless you want me to. Section 9.4, joining the BVFD, there's a lot of wording changes through that whole section. Is the cadet program, which we spoke briefly with some of you on that one and how we want to get that one up and going. For those that are here that may not know, this is our cadet program. We started last year, and this one is for students age 14 to 19, and there's just some wording for that. And that is pretty much the changes that the department voted on. Everything that was presented last week passed for votes. So, any questions?
Thank you.
Thanks.
If I just have a comment, I appreciate you guys looking into this, right? When we met earlier, you know, one of the things was potentially, you know, not lowering the bar, but lengthening the ramp that it takes for the amazing amount of training that a volunteer fire department rescue person goes through to do this free job. So, again, everyone up here, I'm sure, shares my sentiment where we appreciate you listening and helping, you know, work on recruitment, because this will help. We know it will, but it takes a lot of training to go through this and giving them a little more time to do it. I really appreciate you taking
right. And that's the thing. I mean, we're trying to improve everything. And right now, I can let you know, you won't see us for a couple months because we're going to kind of take a hiatus from doing any of this because we're at the end of the year. So we're starting to get into our elections and things like that. So we want to focus on that stuff before we get back into it, and we should see you in January.
Okay. So. Again, I don't think you guys are bothering us. If we need to do something on this every meeting, I'm happy to do it.
Thank you. Any comments from the public?
Good evening, Council. My name is James Pounds, James A. Pounds. My address is 284 College Drive, Warren, Nebraska, 6808. I'm one of the members of the Blair Fire Department, and obviously Joe just came and gave you a brief discussion of what transpired. I guess I want to express a little bit of concern. They're not exactly, the way the meeting went down, it didn't exactly follow the bylaws as we're supposed to. One of the concerns, just for example, was that the way that the process is supposed to work, we're supposed to get a revised copy sent to us, or a prospective revision sent to us so we can review it for 30 days prior. When we went into the meeting, there was some discussions and there was some off-the-cuff changes. The terminology that they wanted to use, obviously it's not a huge factor, but other than the fact that we aren't exactly following the rules. In my mind, if we went from a lieutenant to a captain, and then we decided to go to whatever you're wanting to use, whether you want to call it a lieutenant, it means that that's not what was in writing. I mean, in my mind, they should go back and restart that 30-day clock. That was just one concern I had. There was a, like the chief said, there was a big discussion about the membership as far as, as far as the voting rights. There's a lot of people that have put a lot of time in, and I don't want to take it away from the members that are there, but there are certain circumstances, not everybody can participate like they need to, and so therefore those people no longer have a voice. So that's one concern I had. Yeah, I guess that's about it. I just want to make sure that it was brought up to the membership or to the council. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
I got a question. Council, is there any issues with us approving this?
Yeah, there could be.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think that, you know, if the bylaws are violated, and I don't have enough information to know that at this point, I would be concerned about you voting in favor of passing this resolution at this time. If I would suggest tabling it. You know, it sounds like it's something that's kind of ongoing about changes to the Constitution bylaws. But if the bylaws are violated, and bringing it forward to you to say, hey, approve this, that would be a problem. I think you'd want to know that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So from me, I would just ask that the council at least consider that of not passing the resolution at this time. You could table it, one of those two things, until we have an opportunity to at least address the issue, look at the bylaws, see what happened. See if it's an issue that really, because one, it could be a de minimis issue that doesn't have any effect. So it would just come back on next city council meeting. So that would be my suggestion.
Would that be something that you could basically, if the question is nothing can be amended without another 30-day clock, that seems very odd, right?
Yeah.
So could you potentially work with them and give them a memo that says this is the procedure that could be followed for an amendment?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Any other comments from the public?
Mayor. I think you probably recall we had a similar situation here probably about 18 months, 2 years ago. As far as an election goes, the fire department, we did a little bit of an investigation in that, and I think it would be beneficial for us to perhaps review the minutes of the meeting that the fire department generates and before we take any steps forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No other comments from the public? How would council like to proceed?
I'd like to make a motion to table agenda item number 7.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to table resolution 2024-78. Please register your votes.
I'm just going to postpone it to a future meeting. Is that okay in the motion? Just postpone it until a future meeting?
Yes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion is tabled. Item number 8, consider resolution number 2024-79 approving the mayoral appointment of Aaron Wattenbach as a police officer. And I believe we have someone here today, Captain Lyon. You want to come up and tell us?
Hello, Travis Lyon, Captain of Blair Police Department. Aaron Wattenbach, he had worked with us for approximately 3-4 years, give or take. And then he went to part-time status over the summertime. When we opened our full-time position back up again, he applied and he passed. So we would like bring him back.
Yeah. He's a good officer.
Bless you. Any other questions for Captain Lyon? Okay.
Thank you.
Any comments from the public? Having none, someone like to introduce the resolution?
I'd like to introduce resolution 2024-79.
Resolution 2024-79 was introduced by Councilmember Paulson, approving the mayoral appointment of Aaron Wattenbach as a full-time Blair police officer.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution 2024-79 as presented, appointing Aaron Wattenbach as full-time police officer.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-79, appointing Officer Wattenbach as a full-time officer. Please register your votes.
All council members present, voting aye.
Motion passes. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Item number 9, consider resolution number 2024-80, approving authorization for the purchase of a new vehicle for the Blair Police Department. Captain Lyon. I think you can just stay up here for the next two items.
So we are looking at purchasing a 2024 Dodge Durango. It's the exact same model that we just purchased last year. The only thing is it was holdover from last year. So the year doesn't matter. It's about miles. And it has no miles on it. And we're able to get it fairly quickly and get it outfitted and going sooner than later.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Any comments from the public? I personally own a Durango. I think they're a fine vehicle.
You want one?
I have one. I have one.
We did meet on this. We met with Captain and Chief, and it's a good opportunity because normally we have to order them. It takes 6 months to get and 6 months to outfit. This thing's on the lot. It's at a good value. We recommend to do this. Any questions from the council?
I just wanted to add, Kurt, that it was the police interceptor package, correct, on that vehicle. So it's ready to roll as a police vehicle.
And part of the state bid. That's why we didn't go out to bid.
It's part of the state bid.
Yep.
Correct. I'd like to introduce resolution 2024-80.
Resolution number 2024-80 was introduced by Councilmember Heifel, approving authorization for the purchase of a new vehicle for the Blair Police Department.
I'd like to move that we adopt resolution number 2024-80 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-80. Please register your votes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 10, consider resolution 2024-81 to approve the amended Blair Police policies and procedures regarding AFIS devices and line of duty death. Captain Lyon.
All right, the first one is the line of duty death. It is for, in the event if something happens to an officer in line of duty, obviously, it will prepare the department and give us guidance for the department what to do and guidance for the family members of the officer from the incident at the hospital to going ahead with funeral plans and benefits for the family after that. Including press release, but it gives us the guidance of how to do it, how to handle it, the steps for the department, the family, and for the city. Going with the AFIS, that is the automated fingerprint identification system. What that is, it's a tool for us that we can take fingerprints from somebody and it will be able to identify who they are. So we've had a couple situations where people refuse to cooperate, doesn't want to identify it themselves. Officers are able to use the machine, comes up, basically looks like a credit card reader, put your fingerprints on it, thumbs, fingers, and it will go through the database and it will come up with identify themselves. We used it a couple times. One of the people actually had a warrant that we were able to arrest the person on. He was high MF at the time and wouldn't cooperate with us, so we used it and able to identify himself. So.
Any other questions for Captain Lyon?
So when we were using that, was it borrowing it from somebody else or was part of the...
So we had it already. We purchased it and we were using it. We used the from the State Patrol. We used their guidance at the time. So that the policy just puts it in place now, so it makes it more clear for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any comments from the public?
My name is Amy Krezarek, K-R-E-J-C-A-R-E-K, and my address is 7205 North 73rd Plaza Circle, apartment 305 in Omaha, 68122. And I'm here this evening to discuss the line of duty death policy. And I am so grateful for our chief and for our captain and for all of our officers who support me and believe in me and allow me to try new things out and work on projects at our department, including this policy. And I know that Chief Lager has been asking you when this is going to be on the agenda, only because he knows I've worked so hard on it, and I'm asking him. And so thank you for having it on the agenda this evening. I want to let you know that that this was a very thorough process of working on this policy. And I thought about it for a number of years now, but probably about maybe 10 months ago or so, I subscribed to Police Chief Magazine because there is a section, an article on officer wellness each month. And there was an article in there about ways to help families of fallen officers. So that got my mind percolating again about it. And then I went to a training for chaplains, and that was on the agenda at our training. And they encouraged all who were there to go back to their departments and ask about it and work on a policy for their departments. And so this began probably with 8 or 9 policies that I reviewed. And Chief Lager reviewed them too. And then we went, I selected 4 policies for our size of department from that larger group. And I selected one of those as the base one. And I incorporated elements of the other policies that I found favorable and helpful into the base policy. And so that's the policy that we have this evening, and I had submitted it to Chief for his review, and so he submitted it to you. So I have it on my iPad here, so if there are any questions on it, but I just wanted to just read a couple of sentences from that article from Police Chief Magazine. And the article was titled 7 Ways to Help Families of Fallen Officers. And this was the concluding paragraph, and I'm just going to read a couple of sentences. Rest assured, the most important wish a fallen officer would have would be that his or her family is comforted and cared for after their loss. Sadly, no one has the power to bring a loved one back. However, the fallen officer's colleagues and agency leaders do have the power to mitigate, even if just a little, the pain and suffering inflicted on the family left tumbling in the wake of tragedy. So on behalf of our department, we present both of these policies and for your consideration this evening.
Thank you.
Pastor Kasarik. And thank you for your dedication to our officers and their families. We appreciate it. Police and Fire Committee.
We did discuss, and we think we recommend approval of such.
I hope it always stays on the shelf. But I can tell a lot of thought and care went into the
Amen.
And making sure you take care of the family afterwards. So, thanks, Amy.
I would like to introduce Resolution 2024-80.
One.
Resolution number 2024-81 to approve the amended Blair Police Policy, or was introduced. Resolution was introduced by Councilmember Bolton to approve the amended Blair Police Policies and Procedures regarding AFIS devices and the line of duty depth.
Let me get back. Mine wasn't checked to follow, so I apologize. I'd like to make a motion to adopt Resolution 2024-81 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution number 2024-81. Please register your votes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 11, consider Resolution 2024-82 to approve a new job description for the full-time position of teen librarian.
Good evening,
Ms. Zarco.
Yes, I'm so excited to be
ready to go.
Well, we'll see. So before you, there should be the teen librarian description, of course, and I believe there was also another one attached to that, the head of youth and family services, I think is what's on there. So I just want to discuss those two positions a little bit and how they fit into the mission of the library, just to kind of give you all some context or vote on it. So those positions are designed really to create a more robust programming department within the library. Wendy Luker, who is the children's librarian currently, has done such a tremendous job in the time she has been at the library in doing programming. You know, one of the things when I interviewed here was I was told how strong the library programming was, and that's absolutely always been the case. Over the last three fiscal years, we've seen a 500-person increase in attendance for programming each year, which is wonderful. We want to continue to build on that, and in order to do that, we can't leave Wendy to do it alone. So with the programming coordinator position that was approved last year, we have someone hired in doing that job, and the teen librarian position and this promotion, we envision building a programming department that can really focus on creating programming for 0 to adult. We think that will be really a just tremendous service for Blair, you know, in the terms of long-term planning and things like that and goals for the community. I would have to assume one of those would be quality of life. I think that the library really supports that, and I think that increasing the amount of programming, free programming especially, we can offer will really assist with that. Additionally, we also want to be able to kind of better use the park that's going in next to us, and I think we just need more people to plan programming to utilize that space, you know, theater going up, things like that, and so I think that this will better enable us to kind of offer so much more to the citizens. I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any.
So Brooke, you're envisioning that the head of youth and family services would be able to like plan music or plays or, you know, kind of set the schedule for some stuff that the library hosts at the amphitheater?
So what I envision that position doing is more in terms of planning. So, you know, having positions under a person creating a department, that allows that department head or that, I guess, supervisor position to do more in terms of planning, to do more in terms of outreach, things like that. So we haven't really sat down and laid out a formal plan for the amphitheater. I think that's going to be a community-wide effort to really, I know if I was to kind of spitball a grand idea, I'd really love to have an arts council and with the library to work collaboratively within that arts council to do things. But the head of youth services, these positions would offer that position more time to plan and to do more long-term planning, to do things like figure out what we're going to do with that amphitheater.
So, I mean, and the question kind of, you know, came up, who's going to manage the reservation of the amphitheater? Is it going to be more like a study room slash, you know, area in the library, or is it going to be managed like a park shelter?
That is a good question. I know that conversation hasn't necessarily been had yet, so I don't want to speak out of turn in regards to that. Okay. And again, that's where I think there maybe needs to be something like an arts council that collaboratively manages that. I do suspect it will fall to the library as it is, you know, kind of an extension of our facility.
Okay.
But I don't think that conversation's been had.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Ms. Zarco?
Thank you.
Mr. Ben.
If you don't mind me coming up, even before you said, is there any comments from the public?
You were walking, you were marching up.
Ben Gould, HR manager. I just wanted to clear something up. Brooke did a great job, exactly what we wanted to communicate. Obviously, as you see, there's two job descriptions, and I just wanted to clear the air that we're only tonight voting on the one, the teen librarian. We felt as staff it was good to let you guys know just some of the rebranding and refocusing of Wendy's job. So just to give you again the clarity and kind of transparency, but tonight we're only voting on a new position that you guys have already seen before, but it's the teen librarian. So I just wanted to clear that up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Any comments from the public? Having none, would someone like to introduce the resolution?
I'll introduce resolution 2024-82.
Resolution number 2024-82 was introduced by Councilmember Anderson to approve a new job description for the full-time position of teen librarian.
Motion to adopt resolution 2024-82 is presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-82. Please register your votes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 12, consider resolution number 2024-83, requesting the Nebraska Department of Transportation to redesignate highways 30 and 75. You're my favorite employee, Mr. Eaton.
Because that's on the record now, correct?
It is.
Today. So,
yeah,
today.
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor and Council. Yeah, so before you tonight is a resolution that we will submit if passed to the Nebraska Department of Transportation requesting that they relinquish control or authority over six blocks of Washington Street and redesignate the state highways routed through the new bypass on Hollow Road. And as you can see in the map, this will also be submitted to them as part of our request. So Highway 75 is green, so instead of coming down Washington Street and then going south, Highway 75 would go straight south to the bypass and then over back out of town. Highway 30 would come up from the south, take the bypass over to 13th Street, essentially, back up to Washington Street, and then out of town. The only inconvenience that we could see for some would be those coming from Highway 75 North or 91 and trying to get to Cargill, perhaps. They would just have to take, you know, 8-10 blocks out of the way, go down to the bypass, come back up, and carry on about there. If this is successful, once the resolution is approved, if it's approved, we'll submit that to the state. I don't have a good timeline for you, an answer for you on how long it'll take for them to decide. I honestly thought when we first talked about this and posed the question to the state that I would get laughed out of the room, and I was surprised that they said, send us a resolution and a map and we'll consider it. I fully expect that they will, if they approve it, there'll be a price tag to that because they will want to recoup some of the costs of all the maintenance that they put into those six blocks of Washington Street over the years. So my hope is that once we get something back from them, I can come back and present that to you guys for final consideration then. But if this all goes through, no more trucks down Washington Street potentially. And that would also open up Washington Street for a complete redesign, however the council sees it. And then the other thing just to note, the state had agreed on their dime that they will be installing alternate truck route signs around town. So even before this goes through, completely separate issue, they will put signs up directing trucks, or at least giving them the option that this is open as an alternate to hopefully divert some of them down until GPS things can catch up and everybody gets used to the fact that there's an alternate way of going through town. Any questions?
So with that, we would not allow any truck traffic down down Washington Street?
If that's the way that
the local deliveries
wanted to go.
It's what?
Except
local deliveries.
Correct.
So trucks have to stay on state highways. That was
correct.
My question.
Correct.
So they couldn't go down Main Street. They'd have to follow. Okay.
Yep.
Have you heard from any businesses downtown?
Yeah, it's a good question. Thank you. I had a chance to speak to the Rotary a few weeks ago and heard from several of them. You know, Terry Dutton at the bank. They've all felt that they maybe not have a firm count, but they've felt and noticed that there's less trucks going down Washington Street right now. I know Terry Dutton said usually his window's shaking all day at the bank, and he thought that that was considerably less. I've noticed just every time I go by the bypass, there's a long line of gravel trucks using it. I think Dollar General trucks have started using it. And by the amount of rubber on the road, I think there's been a lot of traffic on the new road.
I guess I was looking at more from the standpoint or the point of view from a retail, such as Brete, some of the boutiques, the Napa store, drive-by traffic. Oh, let's stop.
Okay.
We would lose some of that.
I haven't heard. Are you worried you'll lose that? If
I was just curious if you had heard any yay or nays, or are they even aware of this?
I have not heard anything, so I don't know if they're completely aware of what's going on. I think it would benefit the downtown to make it more user-friendly, pedestrian-friendly.
Yeah.
I think the semis are the issue here. I think this would keep them out and allow people that want to go stop at Napa or one of the other stores to pull in there and not have to worry about losing a mirror or a door. Or not.
Yeah. It's still not a foregone conclusion and still a long road ahead.
Correct.
Yes.
It's a step in the
to
right
use
direction.
A bad pun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is fair.
Okay.
Good news. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Any comments from the public? Transportation Committee.
Yeah, we did meet on this. I mean, it makes sense, right? We understand what the designation may allow us to do downtown. So I think with that said, I'll introduce resolution number 2024-83.
Resolution number 2024-83 was introduced by Councilmember Letcher requesting the Nebraska Department of Transportation to redesignate highways 30 and 75.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 2024-83 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-83. Please register your votes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. One step further. Yay. Item number 13, consider resolution number 2024-84, setting the date for the public hearings on the annexation plan of the Hollow Road bypass area. Mr. Barrow.
Thank you, Mayor. For you tonight is a resolution setting the date for the first, announcing your intent to go forward with a hearing on the annexation of the area, which includes the bypass and some property contingent to it. The boundaries of the proposed annexation are thus, starting here at Highway 75, will be east. This is Walmart right here, Pleasant Valley Road right in there. The bypass itself, this is some vacant ground where during the construction project we were putting a lot of the fill dirt in that area. This is County Road P35. Proposing to take it down to this point right here. This is the map as it currently stands. Again, we mentioned previously to council that we do have within the corporate city limits the rights of way at both ends of the bypass, but a vast majority of the bypass itself is not presently in the city limits. Again, this is just a resolution to set the date for the first public hearing on the annexation, which would be at the upcoming city council, or correction, the planning commission meeting in November. I believe it's the 5th, is that right? Yeah. Also included in your packet is some supporting documents to include the annexation plan. I just wanted to make a reference on that county has yet to finalize the levy values for this upcoming tax year. I think they're actually doing it this evening at the Board of Adjustments meeting. So the numbers for the levies for all the taxing entities aren't the current ones in this plan. So it will be revised prior to the Planning Commission meeting. Just wanted to get that out there for clarity. So if you're happy to take any questions that you may have.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from the public?
Aaron, so is the sheriff responsible for patrolling that area? I mean, Blair Police
can't. As of right now, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No speeding.
We can get them at the intersections.
We can fly in between, but slow down at the end.
Any comments from the public? Having none, would someone like to introduce the resolution?
I'll introduce resolution 2024-84.
Resolution number 2024-84 was introduced by Councilmember Wolf, setting the date for the public hearings on the annexation plan of the Hollow Road bypass area.
Motion to adopt resolution 2024-84 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-84. Please register your votes.
Members present voting aye. Bless you.
Motion passes.
Where's the assistant city administrator report?
Sit down.
Wow!
That came out harsher than I expected.
Wow. Motion to adjourn.
All I was going to say was we're closed for Columbus Day on Monday the 14th. So city offices will be closed in observance of that day.
Thank you.
Second.
Sitting down.
Thank you.
We have a motion by Letcher and a second by Sandel to adjourn the meeting. Please register your votes.
Oh, way harsher than I.
We know how Holly's going to vote.
Yeah, we do, though.
Holly has to use the restroom.
Did everybody vote?
Well, I hit it.
All council members present voting aye.
Meeting adjourned. I think